the president's domestic agenda is once again dominating focus on Capitol Hill this week. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline to pass the administration's request to make some of the DOGE cuts permanent and slash around $9 billion in previously approved spending. Most of those cuts would hit foreign aid programs, but more than $1 billion would impact public broadcasters. The president and CEO of NPR told CBS News she worries rural communities that rely on their local radio stations could be hurt the most.
Stations that serve communities that do not have access to other forms of local news, emergency reporting, emergency alerting in particular, and that functionally that is the primary consideration of any lawmaker.
The vice president votes in the affirmative.
Vice President J.D. Vance delivered the tie-breaking vote to advance the package late last night after three Republicans joined with Democrats to oppose it.
Not only is this bill harmful to communities in Michigan as well as all across the country, but it also risks undermining a key part of our democratic process.
But the White House and Republican leaders say it's about getting spending under control.
Clearly, this is something that all of us believe is a priority when you've got a $36 trillion debt.
In a last-minute deal reached Tuesday, Republicans agreed to preserve funding for the global AIDS program known as PEPFAR in the bill.